We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's bring him in now. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette talking some Packers.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette now joining us. So, Ryan, last night, I think a lot of us were watching that Monday night game to see what the Packers were up against. Win or lose, Alvin Kamara and his all-purpose yards still scare me. I mean, just looking at him and doing what he does, if I'm the Packers defensively, now the first question is, will Kenny Clark be back? And then the second question is, how do you stop Kamara? So, good day to you, man. How you been?
Doing well, Bill. How's it going?
I am good. So you tell me, how do they stop Alvin Kamara from doing what he does?
It's going to be obviously a much tougher, higher degree of difficulty without Kenny Clark. And we don't know yet. We'll see if he's out there Wednesday and obviously Thursday if he can go. But until you see him on the practice field, you don't expect him to be able to play. I mean, he's got to test out that groin. And the thing with any soft tissue injury is they're going to be deliberate. They're going to be patient with him getting back on the field because you could only maybe miss a couple weeks, or you can miss a lot longer if you re-injure the injury. You're right. I mean, Alvin Kamara on that fast track indoors in New Orleans is going to be a handful, much like Aaron Jones on that fast track indoors is going to be a handful for the Saints defense to contend with. So you've got two really good running backs. I mean, I know it's Rodgers Breeze, but in a lot of ways it's Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, then that's going to be a featured, highlighted matchup.
So let's go back to the game this past weekend. The Lions get off to a very fast start. They get a couple of scores. And defensively, you think to yourself, oh, boy, here we go again. And they've been able to make some adjustments, move guys around. Obviously, Rashawn Gary had a big day. The pick six, again, an interception that turns the tide in this ball game. The pick six kind of put the sealer on it. Last week it was Jair Alexander with that big pick just before half. The defense has come up big. Are we learning that this is going to be, though, this bend but don't break defense again this season?
Yeah, it's really been a lot. It's very similar to what we saw last year from this defense. I mean, this defense last year really wasn't dominant unless it was playing Mitch Trubisky, which, that obviously is its own thing. But outside of, they gave up 3 points in the opener, and they played well, but it wasn't a dominant thing. What they were was a very opportunistic playmaking defense. And that's what they've been. And they've scored, 8 points, 9 points in two games this year with the safety and the pick six. So, they've been a playmaking defense. Really, the difference isn't defensively. This is basically what we saw last year. The difference is offensively. And if you have an opportunistic playmaking defense and couple that with an explosive offense, which the Packers have the makings of, you all of a sudden have a potential juggernaut on your hands. I mean, this defense might not be dominant, but it's not getting ran over mostly. I mean, it's held its own, especially in critical moments, and it's made its share of plays. And it's been more than enough to give the offense the support that it needs to do what it's been doing. So you talk about a complete team. It hasn't been dominant on both sides of the ball, but it's been rather complete.
How have you liked Aaron Rodgers' performance? I know that he had said he missed a few throws. There was obviously some drops. How many drops did you count in this past game, by the way?
Matt LaFleur said that there were six. There were six drops.
Okay, we counted five, yeah. Okay, so six drops he counts officially in this game. I thought Aaron Rodgers, you look at the numbers, his completion percentage, 69.7 or 68.7 or something like that, the way it stands right now, 67.5, a quarterback rating of 119.4. But give me your thoughts about how Aaron Rodgers has played.
I think he's been surgical. I mean, he's – and the biggest difference by far is how on time he is. Last year, he really got off schedule. It was chronically off schedule in the passing game, and he's been getting rid of the football so quickly. I think part of that, I think it's directly connected to the fact that, I mean, when you see this offense run plays, it's almost every play. I mean, he's thrown to open guys that are wide open. There's so many open guys. The drop passes might be a thing that plagues them throughout the season. This is still an offense that did not go out and address the receiver position. It did not take a first-round pick and spend it on a receiver, did not sign a veteran receiver to come in. Devin Funchess obviously took the COVID-19 opt-out. So this is a receiver position that still has question marks, but when you got guys schemed up wide open on almost every play in this league, these are still professional receivers, it makes a huge difference. And you've got a quarterback now who's on schedule and getting the ball out quick. It's, you know, you hear all the time, defenses, if you make them cover an extra beat, right, that's how you get big plays. Well, it's just as difficult, maybe even more difficult, for defenses to cover an offense that the ball is getting out so fast. And that's what the Packers have been doing. And you can see with both the Lions and the Vikings, both defenses have been very much back on their heels and just kind of reacting to what's coming to them, because it's unfolding so quickly and it's so on time from a passing game standpoint.
I like what Aaron Rodgers has done. Do you get a sense that maybe it was just going back and looking at 2011 and saying, okay, I got rid of the ball and let the receivers do the work? I was throwing more, although he did it more this week, where he threw more off the back foot, but he was been leaning into passes more in that first ball game. I'm just trying to look at something technical where I can say, okay, this is what he changed, because he said he noted something specific. Is there something specific that you gather that he is doing other than just getting rid of the ball quick?
Yeah, he talked about being more on balance and that sort of stuff, and I think there's something to that, but he hasn't said what he went back and noticed from 2010. But knowing that he went back to 2010, I did a story after week 17 last year, last season, after that finale in Detroit, where I clocked all the release times from Aaron Rodgers in the 2019 season and all the release times for Aaron Rodgers through the 2011 season. So that's some 1,100 passes, watched everyone, studied everyone. And the thing that stands out, the biggest difference, was the release times, how much quicker he got rid of the ball in 2011 as opposed to how much slower it was in 2019. 2010, obviously very similar to 2011. So we don't know specifically what Aaron Rodgers noticed on film, but we know he went back and saw the film, and I guarantee you that he saw how much more on time the passing game was in 2010 than what it had become in 2019. I don't think it's a coincidence that we've seen this passing game now become much more on time in 2020 than it was last year.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Who is their go-to tight end?
Well, it's become Robert Tonyan. You know, this is I'll still go with the bullpen analogy for this tight end group. You know, they don't have a dominant closer, but they have a lot of guys that are specialists in different roles, so they can bring in that lefty reliever or Mercedes Lewis on early downs as a run blocker. They can bring out the long reliever or your move tight end and Robert Tonyan, who's going to be their top receiving threat. They got specialized roles instead of one dominant starting guy in that room, and they've used them well. And Matt LaFleur has used those guys to their strengths, and they've been very multiple with how they've used their tight ends. So, you know, you short of having a George Kittle or Travis Kelce, there's so few of those guys around in the league. If you can maximize what you've got at that position by being creative, by using the versatility and the diversity and the skill set, you can get something out of it. And that's what they've done offensively, is they've used guys in specialized roles, and it's really helped out.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling, 7 targets, 3 receptions. We knew he had a drop or 2, depending on how you look at his catches. Is he getting better? Is he staying the same? I mean, obviously they got to continue to trust him because they're getting relatively thin in the wide receiver position, but give me your thoughts on his advancement.
Yeah, his role in this offense is to take the top off of the defense. It's what it's always been. And that went away the second half of last year. He did not have a 40-yard gain from October on. It vanished. And in 2 games now, Marquez Valdes-Scantling has a 40-yard gain in each. And that's more than anything. That's the barometer for him, because when he's right, he's a guy that takes the top off the defense. He's an explosive big play threat every time he's on the field. So, you know, those intermediate routes, they're coming. There's been some drops. There's been some ugly drops in Minnesota. It hasn't been perfect. It hasn't been clean. But he does, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling has always said he never lost confidence. Everyone around him, head coach, quarterback, everyone around him sensed that he lost confidence last year. He has looked much more confident this year. He probably wouldn't admit that, but he's looked much more confident. The way he came back from the drops in Minnesota, I thought was big. Coming back and having another big play. It's looked like a different guy from the second half of last season. Not clean, but explosive. And as long as he's being explosive, you got that secondary weapon to go with Devontae Adams in the passing game, it makes a huge difference offensively.
Before I let you go, I wanted to also ask you, when it comes to the Packers and their personnel, the linebacking core, Christian Kirksey is all over the place, and he has been good when it comes to tackling and sticking his nose in there. I've been impressed with the secondary, with the willingness of Darnell Savage Jr., Adrian Amos, those guys, Raven Green, to stick their nose in there. Even Josh Jackson got a little bit of playing time. How have you looked at this linebacking core and or secondary when it comes to run support and stopping the run?
Yeah, you know, we talk about the similarities with this year and last year. This is still a defense that, just like last year, it is much better suited and tailored to defend the pass than the run. I don't think there's any question about that, especially without Kenny Clark on the field. But even with Kenny Clark, I mean, they don't have the depth in the defensive line to be able to continuously plug gaps and make it easy on those second level linebackers. So they're going to be better against the pass. The question is, can they get there against the run, especially against the Kyle Shanahans, right? They're really schematically bright run game specialists that can really do a lot of things to camouflage their looks and then have the downhill run stuff that puts you on your heels. That's going to be the question. But yeah, I'm with you from a passing game standpoint. I think that the second level, I think the secondary has looked very good, and they need up front to get more depth and be in a better position over the long haul.
Ryan, great stuff as always. We'll talk more down the road, and appreciate it, okay?
All right, take care, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844. Pride. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.